Welcome to the after show at warm1013.com. Tony, Christy, and Nikki for Warm 101.3. We'll start out with something Nikki will get a kick out of.
Oh, good.
Okay. Men, after exhaustive studies, Nikki, turns out men emit more greenhouse gases than women. See, I knew where she'd go.
They needed a study for this one, huh?
It's not, here's the fun part. It's not what you think.
Oh, no?
No. It turns out that they looked at how much CO2 and methane and other gases the average person is responsible for, and men cause 16% more greenhouse gases overall, mainly because guys tend to drive more and use more gasoline, and we fly more, in airplanes and things like that.
Because they're farting
all the time. That's the real reason right there.
All the time.
And then what do you call it when they put the covers over the bed?
I don't know.
Dutch oven.
Oh. I never heard that one before.
That's not even cool. Why would anyone do that? That is a terrible thing.
They totally do that.
That's awful.
I never heard of that.
Living with boys, it's constant. I look at them like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. You should have seen yesterday. And that's because, like you said, boys.
Yeah.
We went to Darien Lake, and the whole time Nate goes, hope nobody's behind me because you're going to get something. I'm like, really, dude? He's like, I don't know. What's wrong with me today?
Oh, man.
Seriously, Nate. Come on.
Oh, God.
By the way, did you ride Man of Steel?
I rode nothing. Nate rode everything.
Why did you ride nothing?
I just couldn't do it yesterday, Nikki.
No, we can't do that anymore, Nick. Okay?
Come on,
Nikki.
I know. Everybody else did, though.
We can't even do the swing sets anymore.
No.
I can't.
I get queasy.
Oh, my God.
Swinging.
This is so sad. I hope this doesn't happen to me.
Oh,
it probably won't.
No, I think it will.
You think so for
me? Oh, yeah. No. Well, it happens to all of us. Well, maybe not.
I am too scared to jump off the swing like I used to.
Oh, I used to
I get
love
as high
that.
As I could. And
yeah.
Jump off.
I'm too scared. I'm like, I may injure my knee.
Now I'm like, I just sit down to sit on a swing. And you want to push? No! Don't touch me!
Oh, my goodness. How sad.
It's terrible. So, but Nate did. Nate wrote all those things and had a great time.
What was his favorite, did he say?
The water park is always his favorite.
Oh, did he do the one where it drops you down, like the floor goes out from under you?
Ooh, I like that. I've not heard of that one.
The water park one or the?
The one at the water park where.
Yeah, he did. He said it was the scariest thing ever.
Oh, dude, I won't even try that one. I'm scared.
Yeah, he did it. He said he was so scared.
I'd never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's very
That's
scary.
That's awesome.
But he was fine all day. Like, you know, he went through the rides. He did pretty much all of them. And he has never done all of them. Like, it's not, like, always his thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Because he gets sick. He gets motion sickness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you take that pill?
Dramamine?
Yeah.
No.
No, he didn't either. He was fine.
No, he was not fine.
Not fine at the end of it.
Oh.
Probably should have taken the Dramamine.
He was fine until he wasn't. No.
Oh.
That's pretty much what happened. We got in the car and... And this is what happens with him. This is the third time this has happened. If he rides too many rides, by like the third time, he cannot like just after three or four, he gets in the car and he's just kind of like, I don't feel so good.
Uh-oh.
After like an hour.
Well, then what you should do is ask him the next time that happens, what have we learned? I always give that. That's such a father thing to do.
I did. But, you know, last year we never went anywhere because it was a pandemic and everything was closed. So you forgot that. And I thought, well, he's a year older. He could probably ride all these rides now with no problem. And he did with no problem. So we got in the car.
We got in the car.
Then we had a problem.
Maybe it was your driving.
That's another thing that could be a possibility. I always blame it on Jason's driving for the motion sickness.
Well.
I used to have that as a kid, though, too.
See, I was never a big kid. I never did roller coasters.
I loved them. I never liked roller coasters.
My least favorite thing in the world was the Ferris wheel. And I think I've told you this story before
about
the girl I had a crush on in high school. Her boyfriend would not go on the Ferris wheel.
Really?
Okay. So I said, I'll go on the Ferris wheel with you, Lori.
Even though you were deathly afraid?
Deathly afraid. I said, as long as you don't rock the bucket, right? She says, I want it. I promise. Well, we get up to the top. And the Ferris wheel stops. This is at the Chilai Carnival.
Uh-huh.
And she starts rocking the thing.
Oh, my goodness. My kind of girl.
Oh, no. I'll tell you.
That's just rude.
It was very rude. I mean, I still was in love with her, but she still had a boyfriend, and that was it. I was just the guy to go on the Ferris wheel with. That's all it was. And we never dated. And I got to tell you a funny story. Years later, I'm speaking at a school in, I want to say, Fairport or Victor. And this 17-year-old kid comes up to me. He says, you went to Gates Child? I said, yes. He said, did you know a girl named Lori, blah, blah, blah? I said, oh, yeah, I had a crush on her. He goes, that's my mother.
Ah! OMG. Did you say what she did to you?
No, I did not.
Did he look like you? No, I'm just kidding.
No, he didn't. We never got together. I was just a boy in the Ferris wheel to her.
Well, we celebrated my husband's birthday yesterday.
I saw blueberries and everything.
Oh, yeah. So,
being very domesticated.
Oh, yes, yes. So I can stop by his work on my way home. So I bought him one of those huge balloons that was like of a cupcake that said happy birthday to embarrass him, you know, at
of
work.
Of course, that's fun.
Drop that off at the office along with a card and some cookies. Have you guys ever had Wegmans frosted sugar cookies?
Of course.
I mean, they're insanely good. I thought he'd save one of them for me. No, he ate both.
Wow.
Then he came home, and I had the meal ready, some honey roasted Brussels sprouts with some teriyaki garlic marinated steaks.
Ooh.
I let him grill them.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we're so old. He was like, oh, I'll mix us a few drinks, you know, cause since we're celebrating my birthday. One drink, we're both like, whoa.
Yeah, it's all it takes these days.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's not like back in the day.
No. And then, you know, end of the night, and hopefully the neighbors
No.
I thought you didn't have neighbors.
They didn't. Well, they're miles away, but Nikki's loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Too much. Too much information.
All outside in the great outdoors.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All
outside.
Right. Well, yeah, baby.
You are a country girl.
Have a little fun out in the country.
And yes, you did. Well, you're my kind of girl.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. My husband.
And with that, there's your podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sleep.